Hey guys, today is, day two of week three. And feeling pretty good, actually. Feeling pretty strong. The only thing that was challenging is this week, at least for me, living in Southern California, who's used to living in a rather warm climate, it's pretty cold. And it actually rained today. And I know those of you who are living in areas that have even colder and more inclement weather, you're probably going to roll your eyes at this, but it was very cold, very windy, and I really didn't feel like going out. Check the thermostat before I actually did go out, and it was 54 degrees. And some of you are saying, wow, that's balmy, nice and warm. Well, you know what? 54 degrees after you've driven home in a nice warm car and you get a nice warm house and then you step outside, feels pretty darn cold. And it was gray clouds outside, and it looked like it was about to rain. And I had just gotten home from work. Long, tiring day. I don't want to whine, but you know how it is. And you just feel like sitting down and doing something else other than putting on clothes to go outside in the cold and start running. But I knew that if I didn't run today on Wednesday, that the next time I would even have a chance to run would be on Friday, because on Thursday nights we get together with a group and are not. I simply would not be able to run. So I put on my clothes, and I figured as long as I kept myself in motion and kept putting on the clothes and gear that I needed to run, I'd convince myself to go running. So I put on all the clothes, and then I stepped outside, and it was cold. And I'm not joking. I closed the door and came back inside. And then I thought, you know what, I really need to go run. So I went outside and just started walking briskly. And you do that for about 5 minutes, and you do a warm-up. But after 5 minutes, it's now time to run. And once I started running, I did feel better. But then it began to rain. I mean, it really did begin to rain and started to come down. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, well, what am I going to do? So I just kept running. And it didn't get too hard rain, but still, it was just one of those times. And after a while, I warmed up and I felt better. But I got to tell you, I'd rather run in nice, comfortable, warm weather. Sean's in the background right now. Still got a little bit of a cough. I'm going to give you a tip from Step 2626, who is a runner. And on an email he wrote me, he said, one of the things that you should do is to vary your training runs. If you always run in the same distance at the same speed, you'll become good at that workout, but won't have extra speed or endurance on the race day, and it won't be much more than another training run. Do training runs that are longer and slower than your planned race. Do runs that are shorter and faster than your planned race. And some burst. Add some burst to your runs when you pick up the pace for some distance, then slow down to below normal pace to allow yourself to recover. So that's kind of what's going on with this training process, is you're supposed to kind of vary your interval training. Anyhow, so there is day two for week three for me. I'm not certain I'm going to only do this once. I may actually end up doing this week three a second time, and once again doing the second time of doing the week a little bit harder, pushing myself even a little more. Anyhow, guys, just wanted you to know that I'm still sticking with it, but it's not easy. I'm being honest with you. There's times I just do not feel like going out, but I just kind of lace up my shoes and go out anyway. And you know what, once I was done, it felt better. It felt good to actually get out there and have done it, stretch, cool off, and then relax for the evening knowing I did well. Hope you guys are sticking with it. And write me sometime at sunnyruns@gmail.com. Let me know how you're doing. Talk to you later. Bye.